Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Stream the show on the new ESPN Chicago app. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now, on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
So we wake up in our city, for all of its flaws. It's our hometown. I love being from here. Born here. Will die a Chicagoan. And in between, I'm going to cheer my ass off for all of our teams. And when we lose, okay, we've dealt with more than our share of losing, Jonathan Hood. Good morning to you. But you know what? I wake up this morning and I look at what's going on nationally about our Bears. We're an absolute laughingstock. Like, you can laugh at the Cubs prior to 16 because they didn't win. Lovable losers, all of that. You can laugh at the Bulls. Yeah, they didn't know what they were doing after Michael left. Yeah, whatever. That's on field. The fact that we are as incompetent in the front office as we are, where a year ago you could have Andy Dalton for $3 million. Nope, give up a fourth-round pick and $24 million guaranteed to get Nick Foles. All right, you think he's a better fit. And then you had his former offensive coordinator in the building who obviously told you he's not good enough. Make the deal.
Sure.
A year later, he is better. DH out of here with that. We are a laughingstock, and that's what bothers me. Now that I've had some time to sleep on it, much as I would love Russell Wilson in a Bears uniform, don't get it twisted. I'm thrilled we didn't make the deal. You know why? We got played. We got played. Hey, man, we're the Bears. We'll give you three number ones, a number three, and we'll give you a list of players. You pick any two you want. We got played. We're a joke. We are a joke of a franchise, and that's what pisses me off.
Well, the joke comes that the Bears go from Mitchell Trubisky to Andy Dalton. See, this is nothing personal against Andy Dalton. His career is what it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the number one thing. It's not Andy Dalton being laughed at. It is Ryan Pace and the Bears organization. The mom-and-pop shop is being laughed at. The Whole Foods is Kansas City and Tampa and teams in the upper echelon. You can throw Tennessee in there, teams in the upper echelon. And the Bears just are selling penny candy. And they're wondering during tax season, well, we're losing money. Why are we losing money? How come people are not coming in here and buying our stuff? The reason why is because you are just the corner store of the National Football League. And this is why people, not just here, and I can tune out the noise nationally because they see what we see. And that is a team, according to Dan Patrick, that offered three number ones, a third-round pick, and two starters. So here's the question I would have for you. If you're Ryan Pace, did you have a follow-up offer? Is that all that you offer? Because Russell Wilson changes everything in our city. As we always talk about how the Bears galvanize everybody, Cubs and Sox and Hawks and everyone else, Bulls fans, they all are under the same tent when it comes to the Bears, right? Mm-hmm. I need to know if there was a follow-up offer. Because if there's a follow-up offer, what makes you squirm, right? If you want something desperate enough, you're going to make the offer, but you won't be comfortable in your chair, okay? Let me sweeten up the pot. Because if you're Ryan Pace, you got to realize, man, your job is on the line, mm-hmm. and the franchise is on the line. And even once he is fired, it will happen. Whenever he's fired, the resume still stands. Mm-hmm. The Trubisky bungle. And now this here in this offseason, when you get another job, people will look at it and say, what happened there? And you got to explain it mm-hmm. to get another GM job.
Correct.
So my thought is that these jobs, as you all know, coaching, general managing, it's fleeting. Mm-hmm. You're not in the job for 20, 30 years.
That's a one in a billion.
Sure. You get hired to get fired eventually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't get too comfortable in your house.
Bill Belichick got fired.
Sure.
Andy Reid got fired.
Everybody goes through it. Everybody goes through it.
Yeah.
But you still have to put all your chips in the middle of the table, Cap. Imagine if the deal does go through and we have Russell Wilson. Man, that changes everything. Now you're really in the mix. Now you're in the mix with the Packers. Now you're an NFC champion, more than likely. Mm-hmm. You're going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't happen. And that's why people are laughing, like, well, how come he didn't give more? Maybe he did. But at some point, Pace was like, I just can't. I just can't do it.
Well, now we're to the point that I'm actually, and again, it'd be awesome to see number three running around. Hey, Mr. Nagurski family, can we use number three? I know it's retired for Bronco. Sure.
Sure.
Go ahead. And boom, there's number three running around in a Bears uniform.
Great.
That CR is on our... In our market.
Sure.
And they're advancing their social injustice platform in a city that needs help. No question about it. I mean, can you imagine a press conference with Russell, his wife, Mayor Lightfoot, the governor? They're all out there. You tell us what we need to do. We're here to help fix this city.
Right.
We'll put our money behind all of it. Great. Well, guess what? I'm actually happy now for a brief time that they did not get this deal done because, A, it would have bankrupted the franchise of the capital they need to fix the myriad of holes that they have. That's A. B, I think the plane is starting to taxi toward the runway, taking this regime out of town and bringing a new regime here. I know Waddle and I think Carm both said, I'm not so sure by signing Andy Dalton, maybe they are going to have more security than ever. That's fine. Maybe today they do. If they end up 6-10 next year, that's where that plane's headed.
At least you'd hope. At least you hope. Correct. Remember, we're talking about Ted and George that are in place. That's the problem, Cap. This is what we talk about every day, and I'll bring it up again. Are you even interested in how everyone else runs their business? Now, hey, you got your own business, your own money, Soldier Field. You're doing what you have to do. But aren't you looking through the knothole of the fence saying, how do they do things? How can we be that kind of team?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be curious enough to look at this and say, well, we got to the playoffs throughout 3 years. Yeah, that's not the answer. The answer is, can you seriously compete for a championship?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I care about. I don't care about the Packers or the NFC North. I care about, can you compete and have long-lasting success in the playoffs for you to get to your goal? That's all I care about. Can you ring that bell enough to say, we're one of the upper echelon? Now, I told you yesterday, I think the Bears can make the playoffs, even with this nonsense that we're dealing with right now, only because of the extra playoff spot. The NFC is not that strong anymore. The defense can carry it some. I think it's possible, but that's not enough. Not enough for us.
No, absolutely not enough for us. But it's on all of us to go, boy, did you see that sweet hoodie that they've got out or that brand new awesome throwback? Stop buying them. Stop spending your money. If they look and go, oh my God, we thought we were going to sell 30,000 of those jackets and 30,000 of those hats and 200,000 of those hoodies. Why are they still in the boxes? Because no one's buying them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're tired. Dude, we're coming out of a freaking pandemic. We had a lot of people lose their jobs, let alone the myriad of lives that were lost. And they don't care about the fan. They don't. They don't care.
Until they see the bottom line.
Correct.
This past season didn't tell them anything because they were all empty seats.
Correct.
They didn't get a chance to see no shows and booing and people being upset at that losing streak.
Correct.
And only at the end where McCaskey, as we make fun of this all the time about him opening up letters and seeing how people are upset. He didn't know in season. No one talked to him because that tells you all you need to know.
Because they insulate themselves.
You know what tells you? If you're a marketing person, and this is Brooks Boyer or anybody else in town, an empty seat tells you all you need to know.
Correct.
Like, what is it that we didn't do? Did I not market this particular game or this homestand well enough?
Correct.
What is our tickets too high? We have to have a meeting. That empty seat there says a lot. We have to have a meeting about that empty seat or these empty seats.
Correct.
When you're a bad football team and there's no shows, like, where are the people?
Like, if you have a really good team and there's empty seats,
then you got to look how you're marketing your product.
Like that's on me.
Uh-huh.
I got empty seats. Well, what are we not doing? Well, you don't have a winning product on the field, Bears. You have Andy Dalton as a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And if they go through another free fall, you'd see it. They didn't see it last year because there's nobody there because of the pandemic.
Correct.
I just look at it also, Cap, from Seattle standpoint. John Schneider. He has to hear these offers, and he's got to be saying to himself, okay, is this what it'll take? Because we also heard, you and I, that there's a possibility that Russell Wilson won't be traded this year, but maybe next year. So for him, he's sitting back like, oh, is that what it's going to take? Okay. So three number ones, a third, and also two starters. You know what, Cap? You know what happened with that? You know what happened with that with John Schneider? He goes, that's not enough. That's not enough. You know why? You don't have a quarterback to give me. You have to make it worth my while for me to be you. Because ultimately, in this deal, Seattle turns into the Bears. Right? Without a quarterback, you're the Bears.
Basically, except I'm giving you six starters. We got played. They were never going to trade him. Never.
Well, Cap, when you talk about the three number ones, you would hope that they would turn into starters if mm-hmm. you're Seattle.
Right.
Nothing's guaranteed. The two starters that was part of that deal, that is something. Say, for instance, we'll throw out a name. Say if it was Akeem Hicks and Kyle Fuller.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just throw those names out because the Mac thing we've talked about, more than likely, you can't move that money.
Let's assume it's a big hit. Let's go lower money because it's better for them.
All right.
It's three ones, the three, Cole Kmet and Jalen Johnson.
Well, I can't give you my tight end because I don't have one now because Jimmy Graham will be out.
You want my quarterback, my Hall of Fame bound quarterback? That's the deal.
Yeah. Then I'm going to have to draft another one if I'm the Bears.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, I don't, but from their standpoint, you say, you know, what is that, seven starters? Well, two for sure. The third rounder, who knows? And you hope to get at least two starters out of those three
mm-hmm.
with those number ones. You'd hope, right?
Right.
But ultimately, Seattle still would not have their quarterback in place, their cornerstone quarterback. They'd have to draft one.
Correct.
And mold and shape that quarterback.
Correct.
So the Bears actually could get the better of that deal. They'd have to replace their starters, but I still think the Bears would be in a good position.
When you go up as desperately as they did, we had a clandestine meeting
mm-hmm.
in Fargo, North Dakota.
Hitter.
I'll give you my firstborn. I'll give you my secondborn. What else do you want? You want my wife, too?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Would you like my wife?
Yeah. Exactly. Chuck Rhodes.
She
I mean, that it,
likes,
it literally,
yeah.
I woke up this morning. Wife's out of town.
She loves oils.
And I was talking to the three dogs, and I'm like, all right, Dad has to go to work. You realize how embarrassing our football team is? Yoshi literally sleeps with a 24-7. He has a Bears bandana. I have different sports bandanas for my dogs. Yoshi has a Bears one.
You're the reason. You're buying Bears bandanas. You're telling us not to buy Bears hoodies, and you're buying your dog a bandana.
It's like 2 years old. I bought it at the mm-hmm. farmer's market. Mm-hmm.
It was in the Mitch era, so of course he's going to buy it.
Exactly.
Nonetheless. So what did Yosh say?
He just pawed at the Bears bandana and said, get this off me. They're embarrassing. But I'm literally going to take the Bears bandana off him. He'll get Sparky has a Bulls one.
Oh, and God, I take that off, too.
And I have, after last night. And I think I have a Cubs one on Stanley. So I'm just telling you, I'm laying in my bed this morning. It's 3:45, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to work with my guy. Do you realize how freaking embarrassing the Bears are? How pathetic they look. Please take my three ones. I'll give you another draft pick and pick two players. Please, I'm begging you. Stop.
Well, that's the price of poker, pal.
We're a freaking joke.
But you have to ask. It's not being on bended knee. See, you have to do that because you screwed yourself, Cap. It's not humiliating to ask, hey, can I get your franchise quarterback and here's what I've got to offer. That's what it is. See, that's all on Ryan Pace, though. He put himself in that position to look like a beggar.
Right.
Looking for loose change. That's on him.
But go back. We can micromanage so many decisions. Let's leave Mitch to the side.
Okay.
312-332-3776. Leave Mitch to the side. How many years has Tyler Bray been on the freaking roster where he can't play? He stinks.
Yep.
I'm sure he's a wonderful son and a great man. He sucks. as a quarterback. You think at some point in the 6 years you've been the general manager, you might draft one developmental quarterback with one of your picks that you missed on and go, Tyler Bray can't play. Put that guy there.
I agree.
Taylor Heinicke, where's he, in Washington?
Yes.
He may not be the be-all, end-all, but guess what? They spent a first-round pick on Dwayne Haskins. They traded for Alex Smith. Sign that guy. Put him in as a developmental guy. Do we do any of that? No.
Nope. You, and again,
jackasses.
It's something that you know that you need, but yet you just say, no, we're going to go in a different direction. It's something the press asks all the time, the quarterback position. Are you going to address in the draft? And he just turns a blind eye to it. You can't do that, Cap. You have to realize that's the most important position on the field. You have to address it.
All right, 312-332-3776. So the Bears better off that massive deal for Wilson didn't get made because it might lead to change. Be right back.
Get social with our new morning show. Follow on Twitter at Cap J Hood.
Cap and J Hood.
Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Fun with us, 312-332-3776. Don't forget to download the ESPN Chicago app in the App Store for iTunes or the Google Play Store for Android and get the Cap J Hood podcast every day. Get the Under the Hood basketball podcast, the Armchair Nutritionist from Danny. It's all there here on your home for sports, ESPN. 1,000. Yeah, to the phones we go.
Yeah, we're talking about the Bears and just trying to get your thoughts on the Bears and what they didn't do with Andy Dalton. I mean, you just wish it was Russell Wilson, but it's not. It's Andy Dalton. Now what? That's the question.
Yeah, and this is not about Andy Dalton. He's had a solid career.
Yeah.
It's the fact that a year ago you could have had him for $3 million. Nope, not good enough. And you traded assets and gave $24 million guaranteed to Nick Foles. And a year later, you're like, oh, Nick Foles sucks. We were saying that from last freaking March when they made the trade. This ain't the guy you all think he is.
Yeah, we're dunking on Ryan Pace, not Andy Dalton. But Dalton's got the shrapnel. He's part of this as well.
Correct. He and his wife are going to come to town, and he's going to get booted every turn. He's going, what did I do?
Yeah.
I've had a solid career.
It's because Ryan Pace hides. But Dalton gets the booze because we can't find Ryan Pace except for two or three times a year.
Let's go to Ron in East Chicago. Hey, Ron, what's up, man?
Hey, fellas, I appreciate you guys having me on. I love your show.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
I just want to say that you can't let McCaskey let him feign ignorance.
Uh-huh.
You can't let him feign ignorance in this matter.
But he's not feigning ignorance, Ron. He is ignorant.
Yeah, that part. And I believe it's by design. There's no way you own and run this franchise for this amount of time and not know what's going on and not have some say-so in the decisions that are made. There's just no way.
Yeah, and I appreciate the call, Ron. He makes a valid point, and I was told that when they talked about trading for Matt Stafford, George went, no, we're not giving all those picks for that guy? No, not happening. Carson Wentz, Doug Peterson, and Matt Nagy had a phone call. Out. Not doing that. And Russell Wilson, Hall of Fame caliber guy. Okay, I'll give you my blessing on that. But he said he can't feign ignorance. And this is not a... I'm not criticizing George the person.
Sure, we're talking
about criticizing the businessman.
Yeah.
He is ignorant. And he says, Hoodie, this is burned into our hard drive forever.
Well, Ryan and Matt are our football guys.
I mean,
yes,
that tells you everything you need to know on why this franchise is so inept.
So that makes George disingenuous when he says he gives you this once a year, too. Well, I don't like to meddle. I don't want to be a meddlesome owner. Well, then let Ryan Pace do his job then. If you say the Matt Stafford deal is in place and Ryan says, here's where we're going. So George says, no, we're not doing that. If that's the case, Cap, then he is a meddlesome owner. And that's okay, too, because it's your team. You should have an opinion. whatever you think of Jerry Jones, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever you think about him, it is strange that after a game he gets the first press conference against a cold wall. It's kind of strange that he gets before the head coach speaks.
Correct.
He gets his press conference. It is odd that he has a weekly radio show on ESPN Dallas. It's very odd, right? But he does. But at least he has interest in the team.
He does.
He has an interest in the team. I can't say that George does from a personnel standpoint. The most important thing that George told Waddle and Sylvie in so many words was, we got to get rid of Anthony Miller. Pretty much because of what happened in the playoff game, right? Where Miller gets thrown out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing that he was definitive on. Like, that guy, I didn't like what I saw there because that other guy was a punk.
Correct.
That's the strongest comment that he made. That's the only thing he was interested in that conversation. You
Correct.
Remember that, right?
Correct. 100%. And I've asked a million people who would know up there, is Ted Phillips making football decisions? No. But the problem is, here's where I agree with Sylvie, he's there. When they go to hire the next guy, like Ryan came in, his resume was impressive. He'll end up right back with the Saints or another team because he's well-liked around the league. When they go into the next hiring, they're either going to hire a now 80-whatever-year-old Ernie Accorsi, or it's going to be George, Ted, and Scott Hagel. And when Chris Ballard interviewed and said, I'll take the job. I've always wanted to be the GM of the Bears. I worked here. I will take this job. But I'm just letting you know, Ted's the business head now. He comes nowhere near anything we do, and I'm releasing Jay Cutler tomorrow. That's a fact.
Yeah.
You're eating all that money. He's out of here. I don't want that guy anywhere around this building. Okay, this interview's over. You're out.
All right.
They don't want to hear the truth.
Back to the phone lines we go.
But they want you to look good in the foursome. let's go to Nesby. Nesby, what's
here
up,
we go.
Sparkles?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I just wanted to talk y'all off the ledge this morning, man. Look, this deal is still going to go down. The minute the Jacksonville Jaguars go on the clock, you are then allowed to offer your first. That is the truth. Andy Dalton will be traded as well. He will not remain on this roster.
Nesby.
Just stay the course, fellas, and calm down.
Nesby, first of all, I'm not going to calm down because I'm a Bears fan. But the second thing is, I was in the same streets that you are this morning around Stony Island Heights. I didn't hear that buzz. Where did you hear that? Because I was on the same streets you were this morning.
That was on the morning of KJ and Z this morning when they had Tannenbaum on. He said, the minute Jacksonville goes on the clock, you are then allowed to offer four first-round picks. Yeah.
All right, Nesby, appreciate that. Here is... This is, let's see, what am I playing here?
I'm not sure
Mike,
what you're
it's
playing.
It's the Mike Tannenbaum here. I have it for you right here.
I got it. It's the third Mike Tannenbaum. What team is a best fit for a Russell Wilson trade? Take a listen to this.
Yeah, I think it's the Bears, and I agree with what Bart was saying. It's desperation, and there's a little loophole, which is once the draft actually begins and Roger Goodell will say Jacksonville is on the clock, you could actually give four first-round picks because you could give that year's pick and then three more. You know, at that point, it's a blank check. You know, Seattle's going to say, hey, we need this, this, and this. We need Khalil Mack. We need Roquan Smith. Whatever they come up with. And if I'm the Bears, the price isn't too high. And I think one of the things we saw last year with Tom Brady is this whole notion of aura of association, meaning if Russell Wilson is in Chicago, he's a great player. He is a dynamic leader. Players will walk to Chicago to play with him. So even though you're giving up those draft choices, I still think there's an effective path to build a good team around Russell Wilson.
I don't know why, if I'm John Schneider, though, Mellor, that I want to rush to be the Bears. That's what you're trying. When you make that deal, it's not about now. It's about the future and those draft picks. So ultimately, you want to be the Bears if you make that deal. You're getting rid of a franchise, the face of your franchise, a difference maker at quarterback. Again, it'll be to the Bears in a positive way, but for Seattle, where are you going after that? Where are you going?
It'd be like Hoodie gets a new job today. They want him to start tomorrow, and he says to his wife,
"Not another.
Okay,
one.
we gotta buy a house, and we gotta buy one today."
Yes.
And you show up, and your wife says, "Okay, I found a house, but it doesn't have windows. There are bad windows in there." And the foundation's got a little settled, but I gotta have it today. It looks nice from the, it's got curb appeal, but there's some flaws to it. Well, guess what? Whatever. Just take it. I got to have it.
Mike Tannenbaum's proposal there was...
That's what Mindy did to you.
Pretty much.
To add to that, Mike Tannenbaum's proposal was walking into that house and saying, I love it.
He's right.
I'll give you every single item in my bank account. I will mortgage the future, everything I have. Even that, four first-round picks, Khalil Mack, Roquan Smith. All right, listen, there's been almost no deal I would have said no to. That was a bit much.
I mean... He's laughing at me because my wife went to see the house we live in. I go, we can't get that house on. That's just a no shot. Well, I just want to go see it. Yeah, we've been there 17 years. That's why I work 9 jobs.
But again, all these offers for Seattle are not that enticing because, again, the only known quantity, everyone says 4 first-round picks as if the Bears are giving up next, top 10s next year. We all know if you trade for Russell Wilson, at the very least, you're probably keeping yourself locked into an 8-8 season going forward for a long time. This year, you know it's the 20th overall pick. That's not that enticing to Seattle. Everybody, Hoodie, you said it multiple times. You don't have a stopgap quarterback to offer the Seahawks in this deal.
All right, more of your calls. Everybody's ticked off. They want to have their thoughts, and we've got some audio you've got to hear. It's all coming up. We're talking about the Bears. What a shock. Be right back.
For all the ones who get it done, Grainger is always there to help. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Scratch your morning sports itch.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Our new morning show.
On ESPN 1000 and the new ESPN Chicago app.
Mellor, how many teams, I just asked Hoodie this, like Wilde and Tauscher on ESPN Milwaukee yesterday?
Yes.
Their topic was, if the Bears called Brian Gutekunst of the Packers and said, I'll give you three ones and a third, and pick any two guys off the roster you want, would you trade Aaron Rodgers knowing you've got Jordan Love, Aaron makes a fortune, and he's, what, 37 years old?
Who's their general manager?
Brian Gutekunst.
You clean it up.
They asked, would you make that deal? And obviously the fan base, we love Aaron, we don't want to trade Aaron, blah, blah, blah. Here's my question. If you called every single team in the NFL that has what you perceive to be a franchise quarterback. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Chiefs aren't doing it. They're in the throes of a run. But if you called all the other ones and said, name the price, how many of them would go, I'll do that?
How many franchise quarterbacks are there? 5, 7?
Yeah, maybe 5. I think, say 5.
Most of them would say no. The only reason Russ is even in play is because him and Pete Carroll are unhappy with each other.
Yes.
And you know what? Bill Polian said this a decade ago. If someone offered him 10 first-round picks for Peyton Manning...
He told me that on an interview.
Yeah, and that was his go-to phrase. He would have said no to it because he understood the value of a franchise quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you say no to that because you don't want your organization to go in the wrong direction. If you are already winning, you don't want your team to go and say, okay, we're 12-4, now we're 7-9. Or a 6-10. That's a hard sell for a fan base. Look at our future. Yeah, but what about now? Mm-hmm. What have you done for me lately today? That's how a fan base would look at it.
Mina Kimes and Bill Simmons did a podcast, and they asked this question. Are the Chicago Bears, listen to this, currently the worst franchise in the NFL for their fan base?
But we're not talking like historically. We're talking like right now.
I'm talking about right
now. Do you think the Lions... That's close, because that's, if I had to pick four teams to throw in there with Chicago, I would pick Detroit. Would you rather be a Bears fan or a Lions fan right now?
That's where we're at. Ugh. Like, the Browns have turned the corner. The Bears or the Lions?
No, that's too far. That's too far. We're not the Lions.
They have a brand new regime.
Yeah, but it's Dan Campbell. I'd rather have Matt Nagy 10 times out of 10 than that guy.
Okay, but maybe their new GM's good.
Maybe so. Yeah, maybe so, but not Dan Campbell as the lead.
Okay, Ryan Clark on NFL Live says this move seals Ryan Pace's fate.
I'm not that upset, guys. I mean, I'm not that mad. I think you do stupid things, you get stupid results. You get what you get. And obviously, Ryan Pace had an opportunity to draft Deshaun Watson. What did he do? He started listening to what Adam Schefter was saying, other teams were saying. He started listening to Mort say, you know what? Mitchell Trubisky is moving up the draft charts. And guess what? He picked Mitchell Trubisky. Not only did he pick him, he moved up to get him. He fooled himself. He was in the Mitchell Trubisky sweepstakes by his lonesome. And that's just why he is no longer going to be a GM. So I'm not mad. I'm not upset. Every now and then, the world gives you what you deserve. There was no grace and mercy in this one. Mitchell Trubisky failed miserably. Nick Foles was the guy you wanted to replace him with. He also failed miserably. And so now when Andy Dalton goes there and does Andy Dalton type things, and it's no offense to Andy Dalton, then they will all be out. They will not have a job. And so next year at this time, we'll be talking about what the new head coach, what the new GM is going to do with their new quarterback, because it ain't going to be none of them.
All right.
That's the point.
Yeah, I love the cackling. Ultimately, it's not hyperbole when we say that people are laughing at us. You can hear the laughter, laughing at what the Bears have not done. Let's go to the phone lines to talk to you and take that nation.
Let's go to DJ. He's next. Hey, DJ, what's up, Sparkles?
Hey, guys. Love your show.
Appreciate you.
The Bears are the Lions. The Bears are what the Cleveland Browns were. If they would have got Russell, their draft capital, they would have had no capital left. You can't build from the top. It's like having a house payment and buying a $100,000 car and trying to make your sports car payment. You don't have nothing left to pay the bills. No blocking, no line, no nothing.
All right. We appreciate it.
He's right.
No, the Bears are not the Lions, though. That's a bridge too far. They're not the Lions. The Lions are filled with ineptitude for generations. The Bears at least have been in the playoffs 2 out of the last 3 years. The Lions are the doormat of this division. Let's not do that now. I mean, the Bears are right there.
We ain't that much higher than them.
Well, we're not the doormat, okay? We might be the doorbell, but we're not the doormat.
Listen,
they're the worst.
You're right, Hoodie. But the problem is now people are having conversations with a serious face.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not hyperbole. You're talking about the most listened to sports podcast, Bill Simmons' podcast. Him and Mina Kimes are asking the question, are the Bears or the Lions worse off right now? That sucks.
Correct.
Yeah. I know it's bad, but it's not that bad.
Here is Kevin Clark from The Ringer. He's their NFL writer on the Bears signing of the Red Rifle.
So let's talk about the Bears. We know their plan now. And for the, fourth consecutive year, the plan is no plan.
The plan is to just go 8-8 again.
So save their jobs. The plan is to save jobs. When the plan is let's save our jobs, maybe there's some time for soul searching.
That's where we're at.
Of course. Of course.
Gotta save my job.
It's a head coach and a general manager that I do not believe in. I told you that at the end of the season, mm-hmm. that there should have been change, but there is no change because George and Ted like their football guys. And so there you go. So back to the phone lines we go.
Well, Ryan and Matt are our football guys.
We will get to more of your calls. That is straight ahead. We got Harding and Mark and Mike and Jake and David. Phone lines are hopping, man. 312-332-3776. You are next.
The tournament is finally here. The brackets have been set, and the teams are all ready to hit the court. And DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is celebrating with their largest free college basketball survivor pool. How large? $1 million in total prizes up for grabs. DraftKings is safe and secure, and you can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. Get in all the action this week with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app now, enter the promo code WMVP during sign-up, and enter the free $1 million survivor pool. Again, that is the code WMVP to enter into DraftKings' free $1 million survivor pool. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Cap?
This hour brought to you by Valparaiso University. Satisfaction that comes with living to your full potential is immeasurable. Where will you take your career? Name it. Valpo will help get you there. Learn more at valpo.edu.
Jeff?
Cap and Jay Hood. Damn. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 Danny? And the ESPN no Chicago Danny. App.
Jeff? JR. Marv?
Woo! Rock and roll. He's Hoodie. I'm Cap.
Woo-hoo!
Twitch.tv/ESPN1000 Chicago.
You like my jacket today?
Love your jacket today.
You got a Rocky Marciano jacket.
Yes. Beat Joe Louis's ass.
That's it.
Rocky Marciano did.
Yep.
I love that jacket. World heavyweight champion Rocky Marciano and still champion on the sleeve. 52-55 Rocky Marciano, Brockton, Mass.
That's it. Very cool.
You're wearing that. You're not even in Brooklyn.
I'm not.
Like, you're not even.
I was watching KJZ, and he was Key was wearing, and again, our deepest sympathies to him on the loss of his daughter. And I texted him a few weeks ago. I'm like, where'd you get that hoodie that says Sweetness with Walter Payton on it? Mm-hmm. Roots of Fight. Yes. Roots of Fight.
No, that's
and I
well.
Went on there, and they've got amazing stuff. And so I got a Sweetness hoodie. I got a Sweetness jacket. I'm like, I love Rocky Marciano. Mm-hmm. I'm getting that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
it's a great website for sure. We hope they can do business with us.
Yeah, we want them on our show.
Yes. It's where the kids go, JR. That's where the kids go.
Yep. They got awesome stuff. Awesome. Anyway, 312-332-3776. Back to the phones.
Back to Take That Nation.
Take That Nation.
What do they have?
No shirts are coming. Harding in Charlotte. What's up, Harding, a Chicago guy?
What's going on, gentlemen? So here's my comment about this situation. We have the same issue that the Bears have. We are delusional. We keep discussing the Bears as if they're some type of premium franchise, and I understand the heart is what the heart is, right? Mm-hmm. But they're not. They don't behave like it. They don't think they are a premium franchise. They don't act in any way that says premium. How do you go from Andy Dalton performing as a Dallas Cowboy under a $3 million contract to negotiating a terrible performance last year to a $10 million contract? And it's not supply and demand. There's no way you can sell me that because you already have Nick Foles. You have the same quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially now you're paying $17 million for the exact same impact on a game, no matter who you put in the game. They don't behave like a premium franchise. It's plain and simple. They just don't. That's my call, guys. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Harding.
Appreciate you, Harding.
Yes, absolutely. There's a redundancy at the position. There's not even diversity in the position.
Right.
It's like, you know, one veteran, one young guy. You got two veterans, two guys that can get a job almost anywhere as a backup, but yet they're in line to start, either one of those guys, on this franchise.
So, like, you're wearing this sweet blue hoodie, like, zip-up hoodie today?
Sure.
You went to the store and bought another one?
Sure.
The exact same one, basically.
Sure.
Hoodie. What do you get another one for? I don't know. I just said.
Comfortable.
I needed another hoodie.
It's Mellorware.
That's it. Mark's in Batavia. Hey, Mark, what's up, you season ticket holder?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Mark.
Thank you for taking this morning. Love the show.
Appreciate you.
Yeah. 1982. We've been season ticket holders since 1982. A long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only thing that I can compare this to is, you know how they have the big inflatable or the big finger that points first down, you know, the jumbo finger? The Bears essentially have taken one of those and folded down the first two fingers, put the middle one up, and set it outside on Lake Shore Drive and said that to all of us season ticket holders and all of us fans. There is zero integrity in this organization, and just like the last caller said, they're not a premium. They're not a premium team at all whatsoever.
How many tickets do you have, Mark?
We have eight.
Okay.
Eight.
And have you already paid for 2021?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, so let me ask you a question. Is there any chance that if they have a bad year that Mark in Batavia is going to come home, say to the family, I'm canceling the tickets?
No, there's not. That's how big of a fan I am. I'm a Bears fan, but I'm not a McCaskey front office fan.
But they still are cashing your check.
Yes.
Every February. I think that's when the money's due.
And, Mark, you know that's one and the same. You can diss the McCaskeys and still root for the team on the field, but still one and the same. You know that. It's just tough, isn't it?
It's the worst position you could possibly be in because the product is so poor. but yet it's like I'm driving a 1979 Datsun that breaks down, but I keep saying, yeah, but it's been good for us all these years. But it's time to make a change. I mean, they've got to get rid of the 1979 Datsun.
And I'm not telling you you should get rid of your tickets because and appreciate your call. I'm not telling Mark that he should get rid of his tickets because it's fun, man. It's part of your family. Like, you grew up Mark's family. Every home Sunday or Monday night or Thursday night, you're tailgating or you're going out to eat or you're doing something as a family and you're going with your friends and you're going to the... I get it. And I'm not telling you shouldn't go. But a guy like that writing a check for eight, which means he bought PSLs, the whole deal, he needs to write a letter to George H. McCaskey. Yes.
Another?
And you don't have to be profane. You know, take the team and stick it up your you-know-what.
Ass.
Right.
Yeah.
Which some people have done.
Yes.
But if Mark in Batavia wrote a letter and said, I own eight of your tickets, I am at my wit's end. It's been in my family for 40 years. 40 years.
Yes.
I have given you hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I did it because I love the Bears. You have driven me to this point. And I'm just telling you, if you don't fix this, I'm not the only one you're going to lose. I got a lot of friends who buy tickets. We are going to tell you we're done.
And you know what he'll say? And George won't say it out front.
I got other people on the waiting
list.
But
internally, it's like just like Bozo Circus, there's others that want to sit in those seats.
And what if that letter also said, I am not buying another jersey, another hat, another shirt. You could choke on it as far as I care.
Yeah, they don't care about that, Cap. You know they don't.
They will when the boxes of that stuff sit unshipped.
That's okay. But as far as butts and seats, someone will fill it. Someone that's wanted to have season tickets for a long time but couldn't get in, they'll get in. It's unfortunate, but this is how people look at entertainment. Like, you know, I just want to make sure I get these seats solidified because one day the Bears are going to win it all. And I can say I was there.
Right. But my point in the whole thing is it's not just a Ryan Pace, Matt Nagy issue. It's not. It's systemic. It's, okay, guess what? So you fire Ryan Pace. All right. He goes back to wherever he goes. There are other people in the league who like him. He'll get a job as a scout or assistant director or head of pro scout, whatever it is.
Cap, you know what? The Bears and organization, they don't care about that.
They're going to make another bad hire.
As a fan, you want a return on your investment.
Right.
He's on the ground floor of the Ditka era, which is great. 82, that's a great time to be a season ticket holder. 82, right. You got your Super Bowl championship 85, sustained success all the way to about 91, 92.
Right.
Then it fell off the table. That's a positive for him, but he hasn't been able to get that one time, Cap, since Lovie Smith, just one time back to the Super Bowl. It hasn't been worth it.
312-332-3776. More of your calls, and we're hoping to catch up with Coach Bill Self of Kansas as well. 2 minutes.
Take that.